Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus in 1868. August 15th, Feast of Our Lady's Assumption. First Prelude. Behold Mary carried by angels to the highest heaven. Second Prelude. Beg the grace of worthily celebrating the great feast of today. Point 1. Resurrection of Mary. Consideration. Our Lady's death was a privileged one, and so was her resurrection. St. John Damascene relates it from tradition, and the revelations of St. Bridget confirm it. The apostles were miraculously brought to Jerusalem at the time of Our Lady's death, and they buried her body in Gethsemane in a new sepulchre. St. Thomas arrived afterwards, and at his entreaty the apostles opened the grave and found nothing there but the winding sheet and lilies, from whence they concluded that Jesus, desiring not to tarry in glorifying his mother, had raised her up, and brought her by angel hands to be associated in body and soul with him in heavenly glory and felicity. The Church has adopted this belief and made it an article of faith. Application. Let us rejoice in the glorious resurrection of our dearest Mother. Let us rejoice in union with the angels, with the Church, and with all her devout children. Let us rejoice also for ourselves at the thought of our own joyful resurrection. It is true it will not immediately follow our death, but it is not less certain, and if we choose, it will not be less glorious. Point 2. Assumption of Mary. Consideration. Assumpta est Maria in caelum. Mary is assumed into heaven. Let us hear and meditate on what St. Anselm and St. Bernard say of this great mystery. They tell us of the legions of angels who came down from heaven and bowed low before the Virgin Mother, then reverently raised her into the heavenly regions. They tell us that millions of the blessed in paradise went before her and cried out, astonished at her divine beauty, Quae es ista, quae ascendi de deserto, deliciis affluens? Who is this that cometh up from the desert, flowing with delights? They tell us that Mary triumphantly entered heaven, was received and conducted by her divine Son to the throne of the Eternal Father, in the midst of the acclamations of angels and saints. Hosanna, glory and honor to the daughter of David. Blessed be she that cometh to us like a queen, in the name of the Lord. Application. The honors and joys of a mother are also those of her children. Let us, then, be filled with holy joy on this anniversary of the Assumption of our beloved Mother and of her glorious entrance into heaven. Let us remember that she was raised so high because she was the humblest of all creatures, and that she enjoys all this felicity because she was the Queen of Martyrs. Point 3. Coronation of Mary. Consideration. The coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven and Earth is the completion of the glorious mystery of this day. Try to gain an idea of it. Imagine you see the Virgin Mother at the feet of the Eternal Father, who places the crown on her head, the scepter in her hand, and proclaims her Queen of Angels and of Men, Dispenser of His Grace, Mother of Mercy. Fancy you hear the joyful cries of the inhabitants of heaven. Hosanna, glory and honor to our Queen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Reign over us, thou and thy divine Son. Application. Let us unite ourselves in heart and mind with the inhabitants of the Church Triumphant. Let us repeat with holy enthusiasm these same expressions of joy and jubilation, the same declarations of love and devotion. Then, reflecting that she is nearest to Jesus in glory because she followed him the most closely on the day of his passion, let us offer ourselves to bear our cross generously with Jesus, to carry it even to the heights of Calvary, and to die with Jesus on the cross.